Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph. Can I have the zip code, please?
77583, Joseph.
77583, you said? Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Can I have the first and last name?
Should be Paris Papillon.
I'm looking for that. Spell that first and last name for me, please.
Okay, so I got it done too early. Okay, no problem.
Can you provide me with the spelling of the first and last name, please, sir?
Okay, hold on, sir. Yes, ma'am. Okay, thank you. Hey, Joseph. What I was calling about is you guys took like $60-something out of my account. My last name is Papillon. P-I-P-P-I. Thank you. L-L-I-O-N. And I wanted to understand why. I didn't order anything that you guys are selling. What was this for?
Okay, so I got the spelling of the last name. P-I-P-P-I-L-L-I-O-N.
Correct.
What was the first name spelling?
Paris, like the city, C-A-R-I-S.
Okay, I can hear you now. I'm sorry, you've been breaking up, yeah. So I was having a little trouble understanding you. Thank you for that. It's okay. Okay. Can I have the shipping address on the account you're calling in about today, please?
Yes, 572 Montclair Hill Lane, North Sharon, Texas, 77583.
Okay, I'll pull up the account with that information. Thank you so much, sir. Allow me a moment to review it to see what you have with us. Okay, so I'm showing this is in regards to you signed up for our Back to Jerk Season Store Gadgets Club membership. You selected the headlamp as a gift for signing up for our Back to Jerk Season Store Gadgets Club. And then you were going to be billed the $6.95 to receive the gift, and then be billed the membership fee 4 days after initially signing up.
Right. Does it show that it was canceled? Because I think I just got off the phone with someone on that.
One moment, I'm looking. I do see, yes, you canceled it out already.
Right, and they're going to, right. So what I was calling back for, because I don't remember signing up for this. I do remember the lamp, and I never even used this membership. So, and they charged me three times. So how do I do a refund? I mean, I can go through my bank, but I prefer not to.
Okay, sir, so that was the membership fee cost. I do see it's already canceled out. What I can go ahead and do for you as a courtesy is issue a 35% refund as a courtesy for you today.
So I had to ask for a refund before I canceled it?
So that what you're being billed for, sir, is that membership fee cost for the membership, because you did sign up for the Gadgets Club membership, sir. As it was stated in terms of conditions, you had 4 days to try it before it would bill the membership fee. If you did not want to be billed that, you were supposed to call back and cancel. Get out.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's something that I know that I guess I wasn't paying attention to, because I would not have wanted that membership.
Okay, sir. Well, I do apologize. I will try to speak to my supervisor and see if there's anything more we can do as a courtesy for you, okay? Please stay on the line. Okay. So I went ahead and spoke with my supervisor, was able to get them to approve a 50% refund, but that's the most we can do for you as a courtesy, sir, would be a 50% okay. refund.
Okay.
Okay. I will go ahead and get that.
And I searched my email, like I was telling the lady, I searched my email. I never even saw a voucher that was supposed to have been given for going to your website for $125. I've never even seen a voucher. You said they were rescinding it. And I don't remember one before.
So it'd be going to the email of parisfit@gmail.com.
Email. Mm-hmm. Yes. And you know,
I went ahead and resent that voucher out to you, sir.
Okay.
So that takes anywhere from 24 to 40 hours for it to be resent out because it's on all mailing emailing list, sir.
Okay. So what would it come under? Oh, this is why. Let me see.
Did you check spam?
It says Live Mega, right? Live Mega discounts.
Yes, sir. And it should say $125.
Right, because he told me it was discount something else. Consumer something. That's what I was searching. Something consumer. Okay, I see it now.
Okay.
And you said, when would the refund come through?
You should see I will go ahead and get that refund issued for you. Please stand in line while I get it reissued, okay? I'm working on getting that refund issue. Thank you for your patience. Working on your refund, sir. Thank you for your patience.
No, I appreciate you. Thank you, too.
You're welcome. Working on your refund. Thank you for your patience, sir. So your refund has been issued. It'll be back in your account within the next 3 to 5 business days, sir.
Okay.
Getting back $32.50. Are you ready for your confirmation number, sir?
Can it be just emailed to me?
Yes, you'll receive a confirmation email by a self provided over the phone for quality and training purposes, sir.
Okay.
Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Your confirmation is going to be 7, and then it's going to be 6630 33888.
Okay.
So you should see that refund within the next 3 to 5 business days, sir.
All right. And you did say it will still be emailed, right?
Yes, you'll still get a confirmation email.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
No, sir. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a wonderful day. Stay safe, sir.
You too. Bye-bye.